Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about fear because that's what was going on. This is what was going on there with anybody who's controlled by darkness. They control by fear and intimidation.
Yeah.
You know, I just need to know who's put my boot on, you know, that kind of fear. IRS threats and what Kim was doing was trying to put fear in his people by killing 80 people in front of
10,000
and broke it up in different sections so they could see it. What's happening right now with, despite the individuals not knowing this, it's happening with Pastor Saeed in Iran is the enemies want to stir fear in the hearts of those who are in the light, that have a biblical worldview, that make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. And the truth is, one president said it, and it's true. You have nothing to fear but fear itself. As a believer, you have to understand fear is the opposite of the very thing that pleases God. You know, this is what he says. He says faith. Faith without faith. This is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible. It is impossible to please God.
That's right.
You know, I hear people talk about, yeah, we want to get together, you know, all these different faiths. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right.
You know, and it's so many, that's like, what are you, you know, and it's like, fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is there to be able to cause you to bow down to Lucifer and darkness and his threats against you, that his will come to pass in your life. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people say, and I just heard Kenneth Copeland say recently, and it's so true. He said, you know, he's a pilot, and he said people say they're afraid to fly. He's like, you're not scared to fly. You're not afraid to fly. You're afraid to die. And you're not going to imagine what it's like trying to be a soldier on the front lines while people are trying to preserve their life. You know, it's like, what are you doing? We're all out here, you know, like fight. And the church is like, you know, it's like it's terrified. It's fearful of everything. All this stuff that's been created. And there's three basic fears, really. There's fear of death. I've never seen so many people who profess to believe in eternal life that no more tears, no more pain, golden streets, mansions, all the songs that the church sings, so terrified to go there.
Yeah, right.
Terrified. Terrified and depressed when somebody does.
Right.
You know? Right. And then there's the fear of death. And then there's the fear of being harmed. You know, I don't want any harm to happen to me, harm to happen to my family, harm to happen to my whatever, just harm.
Right.
And fear of loss, you know, that I'm going to lose something. I mean, is that not the captivity of America right now? The American church. You know, I don't have time to read my Bible. I'm terrified that I'm going to lose my job. I got to get some sleep and watch some reality TV and take off.
Right.
You know? And or if I read the word, I'm fearful that I'm gonna have to change my life. I'm gonna lose the sin I love doing. And there's three basic fears, but nobody wants to say. So you think about it's like when you're riding with folks on an airplane and they're terrified, trying to watch how the pilot fly on the plane and how strong the wings are and all this kind of stuff. It's like, I thought you was tough. I thought you, and it was amazing. Those folks that are very controlling and they want to be over everything. It's like, you're afraid. What you afraid of? Why are you afraid? What you want to live so hard for? You know, some people want to live so bad they never do.
Yeah.
They want to live so bad. Everything they do is about how to live. You know, I'm taking some supernatural vitamins and dipping my flesh in some sort of cream and I'm going to live forever. It's like, for what?
What are you doing?
What are you? What? Yeah, right. What? So you can watch one more program on your television program? What is it? So you can not read your Bible one more year? You know, so you could actually go to your whatever, you know, 15, what? You're not going to Korea to help them out. You're not going into the world to win the loss. You're not being the light of the world. Right. I mean, why do you want to live? I mean, I'm not saying don't live, but I'm asking you the question, you know, until you're, this is it. Until you're ready to die for something, you're not ready to live for anything. And the truth is, Jesus died for you so you could live for him. And the question is, are you willing to lay down your life for him? I mean, you got to get over this death thing. believe me, people are probably miserable around you because you're so worried all the time about, oh, that can hurt you. That can, oh my goodness, you know? And the second thing is fear of harm. You know, it might harm, you know, it might harm what we have. It might harm who I am. It might harm my reputation. You know, I mean, just all this fear, you know, and it's the same fear, but it's like, who's, he says, I'm sending you out like lambs amongst wolves. I mean, hello. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the kind of a, and then he says, when you're arrested, I mean, come on, when you're arrested,
yeah.
And there's nobody that feels more secure, than a terrified idolatress who claims to know Jesus Christ, who's never stepped out on the water ever in their life, criticizing you mm-hmm. for everything you do, everything you've done for God. Why they themselves are secure, they think, mm-hmm. behind their big wall of fear.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And that's a religious spirit. We're not going to go there. But understand that, so the fear of harm. You know, I don't want, things are going good now. I don't want to harm the way things are going. You know, things are finally got to where I, you know, type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the last is fear of loss. I think the greatest one you should have is the fear of the loss of your soul.
Mm.
You know, but the fear of loss. I mean, right now, I mean, and I've noticed that God will use this, the people who are trapped by darkness and fear. He will allow you to lose your nation. He will allow us to lose our job. He will allow us to lose our comfort and our convenience. He will allow us to get to understand, you know, quit fearing that and fear him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and John Bevere, he said it. He said, you know, in his book, The Fear of the Lord, he says, you serve what you fear. If you fear God, you serve God. If you fear man, you serve man. But if you fear man, you don't serve God because you serve what you fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to take that one step further. The fact is that if you fear death, you serve death.
Mm.
You're terrified over this healthcare plan thing. I mean, just the fact that anybody in the world is talking about taking care of you, you should be happy.
Right.
But you're just terrified about dying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, relax. Look, people are talking about taking care of you. The argument is, what is the best way to take care of you?
Mm-hmm.
But yet you're still scared of death? Think about it. You're still scared of death. There was a day that people didn't live past 30. They didn't live past 40. I mean, you get a cut, you die because they didn't understand how simple thing like penicillin was around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here you are, 175 years old. You know, you're like, no. It's just like, come on.
Wow.
You know, but what happens is you serve death. If you fear death, you serve death. Mm-hmm. Anytime anybody talks about you or your doctor tells you or somebody, the enemy whispers in your ear, this will cost you your life, you stop. God tells you, I want you to go to North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, no. And then you give some logical explanation. But if you go down deep inside, you're hearing this voice going, I would die if I go to North Korea.
Right.
Kim Jong-un.
May not come back.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Well, that's what's going on. And so you bow down to a spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Rick Joyner talked about it in the vision that he wrote out in Final Quest,
mm.
that two demons of fear were holding back thousands and thousands of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's like, Jiminy, come on, fair crickets, right? And so then that means you're serving death. If every time, you know, you go to do something and the enemy says you're going to die if you do that or it's going to cost you your life, then that's who you're serving. You said no to God. You said yes to death. You said yes to life, that I will live outside of that. What you fear, that fear said it's going to cost you your life. The second thing is fear of harm. When all of a sudden God's calling you to do something or is telling you to do something, and then all of a sudden you go, this is going to harm me, and you don't do it, you just bow down and worship the fear, a spirit of fear.
Mm.
It just happened to come in the fear of harm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the last but not least is fear of loss. What's it going to cost me? And as soon as the cost gets put on the table, whatever it is, physical or natural or financial, and you say no to God, you just serve fear. Either fear or faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences too as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.